In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we'll continue the last page and a half here. Okay, here we go. Volume 25, 4-4, 1929. My daughter, Louisa, the first who shall do my divine will and shall live in my divine will, shall be, yeah, there it is, like the yeast of its kingdom. The many knowledges that I, God, have manifested to you about my divine will shall be like the flour for the bread that, in finding the yeast, becomes fermented, as much flour as one puts in. But the flour is not enough. It takes the yeast and the water in order to form the true bread to nourish the human generations. In the same way, the yeast, listen to this, the yeast of these few who live in my most holy divine will is necessary to me, God. Your office is very important to Jesus Christ. The kingdom can't happen without you. He needs you to say yes to this office, to become the yeast, one with Louisa. He says, as well as the multiplicity of the knowledges about the divine will, that shall serve as the mass of light that shall give all the goods that are needed in order to nourish and to make happy all those souls who want to live in the kingdom of my divine will. So as you say yes to your office, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, that becomes the light, the heat. And the divine will is going to reign on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, this generation will not pass away until all has been completed. So the office that God has given us is to be the yeast. Volume 26, 8, 7, 1929. My daughter, the principal means in order to make my divine fiat reign upon earth are the knowledges about it. So as you read this, as you study this, learning the principal means are the knowledges. As you do this, the kingdom is being established. It's like every truth that you begin to live, it's like putting a brick down on a house. You put another brick down. The house is being built. The kingdom is being established. The knowledges shall form the ways. They shall dispose the earth to become its kingdom. They shall form the cities. They shall act as telegraphs, as telephone, as postal service, as trumpeters, in order to communicate city to city, creature to creature, nation to nation, the news, the important knowledges about my most holy divine will. The knowledges are essential. Learn this, study this, fulfill the office that God is calling you to do. And the knowledges about the divine will shall cast into the hearts the divine hope, Christian hope of certitude, the desire to receive a good so great. It's hard to become a saint. For me, it's impossible. But I know that the divine will can reign in me. Why? Because God is going to do it. I'm going to get out of the way. God is going to do it. The desire, the hope, the certitude, to receive a good so great. Fiat, that's what fiat means. Something happens and it's tough, fiat. Something happened that's great, fiat. It's why? The kingdom's coming. From here, one cannot escape. A good cannot be wanted nor received if it is not known. Learn the truths. Learn the promises of Jesus. And if it were to receive without knowing it, it is as if it were not received. Therefore, the foundations, the hope, the certainty of the kingdom of my divine will shall be formed by the knowledges about my most holy divine will. This is why I have told so many of them to you, Louisa, and to us who are reading them, because they shall be the riches, they shall be the nourishment, they shall be the new suns, the new heavens that the people of the kingdom of my divine will shall possess. Now, when the knowledges about my divine fiat shall make their way, disposing those who shall have the good of knowing them, my more than paternal goodness, in order to show the excess of my divine love, shall place my very humanity, my holy humanity, all the goods that I, God, did in each creature at her disposal. In such a way, they shall feel such divine strength, divine grace, as to let themselves be dominated by my most holy divine will. Are we willing to be dominated? It's God. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. And my holy humanity shall be in the midst of the children of my kingdom, like heart in their midst, for the decorum, the honor of my divine fiat, as the antidote, the grace, and the defense of all the evils that the human will has produced. Everything's going to be converted. Everything's going to be changed. The devil is leaving. The ardor of my love that wants to reign and such and is such and so great that I, God, listen to this, shall perform an excess, such excesses of divine love as to win the most rebellious wills. That's your family. That's your friends. That's your neighbors. Everything's going to change. How? When we become the yeast. That means to enter into this gift, to live this gift. My daughter, sorry. 5:26, 8:25, 19:28. My daughter, the one who places himself in the unity of my divine will, places himself in the divine light. And just as the divine light has the virtue of descending down below and of laying itself like a mantle of light over each thing it invests, so it is, has the virtue of rising up high and investing with its light that which is up high. In the same way, I love God. He's just so much fun. In the same way, the soul who places himself in the light of my fiat, in its unity of divine light, with its acts descends down to every human generation, past, present, and future. And with his acts of light, he invests everyone in order to do good to everyone, past, present, and future. And he rises up high and invests the whole of heaven to glorify all the saints in heaven, all the angels in heaven. Therefore, in my most holy divine will, the soul acquires the divine right to be able to offer the divine light of the eternal fiat to every person, past, present, and future, through the gift of her act multiplied into as many as those who want to receive this gift of gifts. Do you want to receive this gift of gifts? Do it for your family. Stand in the breach for your family. Stand in the breach for your friends. Stand in the breach for all mankind. God is going to give this to the world. The devil is going to be completely humiliated. The doom and gloom is for the devil. Him and his buddies are going to the pit of hell. The kingdom is coming. 2,000 years, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Now God has given us the means, the why, and the how this is going to happen. 5:27, 12:24, 19:29. You shall act as a ship does. When it wants to cross the sea, it plunges into the sea and the water splits and lets it pass. While it moves more quickly, it leaves a white wake behind itself as a sign that the ship is passing through that point of the sea. And then little by little, the wake disappears and no sign is left and the ship ever passed. But in spite of this, the ship has done its run in the sea and has arrived there where it had established to go. Here's God again, in the same way. He says it's naturally it happens. Watch what I'm going to do supernaturally. If the soul wants to divinely love, it shall plunge into the sea of my divine fiat and shall form her run of divine love. It shall make her pray her round, do her round in all of eternity. And it shall not happen to her as to the ship, that nothing remains in the sea of its past, of its having passed. As the water's proud, closed from behind, leaving no trace of the ship of ever passed. On the contrary, in the sea of my divine will, the soul plunges into it, again, divinely, to do her run on divine water, seethe, and the gurgling form the furrow, which that does not disappear. But the sign remains And it points out to everyone her run of divine love done in our ocean of love. In such a way, we, Triune God, are able to say, through here passed and did her run of love, the soul who lives in our divine will. Because what is done in the divine will is indelible. In the same way, if you want to do your adorations, if you want to be embellished, if you want to be sanctified, if you want to be divinely powerful, divinely wise, plunge yourself in our divine will. While you do your run, you shall remain all love, all divinely beautiful, all divinely holy. You shall acquire the divine science of who your Creator is, and all your motions shall be profound adorations. And you shall leave in our divine ocean, this ocean of love, as many furrows for as many different runs, that this is runs as you have done in the divine fiat, in such a way that we shall say, in this run that the little daughter of our divine will did in our sea, she, Louisa, and now us, the little children linked to Louisa, form the furrow of divine sanctity, and we, Triune God, divinely sanctify her, sanctified her, and she remains divinely holy. And in this other run, she plunged into the sea of our divine beauty and formed her divine furrows, and we divinely embellished her while she remained divinely embellished. In this other run, she has formed the furrows of our divine knowledges, and she knew us divinely. We spoke to her divinely and made ourselves known divinely and spoke to her at length of our divine being. Our word, the word of God, Jesus Christ, bound her, identified her with us, Triune God, and we, Triune God, feel the irresistible need to make ourselves known more and more and to give her the greatest gift of manifesting to Louisa and to the souls linked to Louisa our divine truths. So for each run that you do, our supreme fiat, in our supreme fiat, you always take of our own. You take divinely. Our divine love see things, speaks of you, and points out to us your runs with gurgling, with signs that you have been in our divine sea. Amen. Well, God is good. So I'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.